Explaining the Walking Meditations. Track 3, Standing. How often do we find ourselves standing and waiting during the day? When in a queue or waiting to cross the road, we have a choice. We could feel irritated and get more tense, or we could use that situation to loosen up and shed tension. It is good to remember that standing, like walking, is not a meditation in its own right. It is just a posture in which we can do any meditation we choose. In this exercise, we will do the countdown meditation, familiar from other CDs, but done while standing and with eyes open. Track 4. Soft, open, and still. This meditation uses three affirmations, namely soft, open, and still. While you walk, I suggest you say each one three times over three breaths, focusing on a different part of the body each time. The structure is simple but clear. You say soft three times while focusing on your face. You say open three times while focusing on your throat and shoulders. And you say still three times while focusing on your belly. When you do this on your own, you can spend longer in each place or do the longer version of this meditation that is on the first CD. Track 5. Relaxed breathing or sighing gently. When we walk, our breathing can easily become more strenuous than necessary. In this exercise, we focus on keeping the out-breath loose and easy. In general, our breathing needs to relax in order for our bodies to relax. The most obvious sign of relaxed breathing is that our out-breath becomes longer than the in-breath. This will be true even if we're running or climbing a hill. If relaxed breathing doesn't seem like a very clear concept to you, you could think of it instead as sighing gently. It's much the same thing. It is easy to get distracted when you walk, so as an extra support, you could focus on your footsteps while you breathe. You could silently count the number of steps you take on the in-breath and the number of steps you take on the out-breath, and don't be surprised if it is different each time. The count could be 2 on the in-breath and 4 on the out-breath, or it could be 5 in and 7 out, or even 1, 2. All that matters is that the out-breath is usually longer than the in-breath. Track 6, the body scan. It is easy to do a formal body scan meditation while you walk. It may be even easier walking than sitting because the sensations are so much more obvious. This meditation works equally well on an exercise machine at the gym. Track 7, deep, relaxed breathing. Anxiety and aging have a similar effect on our breathing. As we get older, we lose lung capacity at the rate of about 1% a year, and we lose it from the bottom up. The tight, chesty breathing that goes with chronic anxiety also impairs the lower part of our breathing mechanism and so accelerates the rate at which we age. I suggest that everyone should try to breathe to their full capacity, whatever that is, for at least 3 to 5 minutes each day, and that is most easily done while we walk. What I call deep breathing particularly focuses on the lower part of the breathing mechanism that we tend to lose with aging. Deep breathing means pushing the lower ribs out as we breathe in and letting them sink inwards as we breathe out. It is an out-in breath rather than an up-down breath. Opening the lower ribs takes some effort, but that is its purpose. You can even think of it as a physical exercise that is important for your long-term health. Those lower muscles will shut down if they are not used. We want to keep their flexibility and range of movement as long as possible, against the inertia of age and anxiety. Only when you can feel your lower ribs opening more than usual should you attempt to do a full breath, opening the chest as well. If you try to do full up and down breaths too soon, you are still very likely to overuse the upper part of the rib cage at the expense of the lower. Deep breathing is strenuous, but it can also be relaxing. The key is the out-breath. If you let go completely, and if the out-breath is habitually longer than the in-breath, then you won't hyperventilate. Your breathing will feel comfortable and invigorating rather than strained. Track 8, strong flowing movement. Relaxation is a state of optimal tone. With the active muscles tensed up to the right degree and the inactive muscles soft and loose. In this exercise, you focus in turn on the active muscles in the legs, buttocks, abdomen and lower back, while keeping the inactive muscles in the face, shoulders, arms and hands loose. Finally, you look for a smooth, coordinated, flowing quality of movement. This is especially true when the tempo of your walking changes, crossing a road or uneven ground, or going up steps, or having to stand for a while. Track 9, visual objects. Noticing something is different from focusing on it. We notice thousands of things as we walk while individually giving them almost no attention. Focusing is different. It is about choosing what to focus on and staying with it for the critical time of at least 10 to 20 seconds. Skimming at random can be more or less relaxing, but only focusing will slow the mind down and give you a sense of mental control. When you walk, this means that you focus in sequence on whatever catches your attention, but that you deliberately spend at least 10 to 20 seconds with each one. You can also adapt instructions from the visual object meditation on the first CD if you want to. If there is nothing of visual interest around, then you let your attention default to your body until something worthwhile appears.